أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. صدق الله العظيم. مولاي أصل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم نبذا به بعد تسبيح ببطنهما نبذ المسبح من أحشاء ملتقيم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جاءت لدعوته الأشجار ساجدة تمشي إليه على ساق بلا قدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم كأنما سطرت سطرا لما كتبت فروعها من بديع الخط في اللقام. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أقسمت بالقمر المنشق إن له من قلبه نسبة مبرورة القسم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مثل الغمامة النسار سائرة تقيه حر وطيس للهجير حمي. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وما حوى الغار من خير ومن كرم وكل ترف من الكفار عنه عامي. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فالصدق في الغار والصديق لم يرما وهم يقولون ما بالغار من آرم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders, friends, all the people that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, today we shall do the summarized version of the fifth chapter of Qasida Burda. The fifth chapter of Qasida Burda is titled Yumnu Da'wati Rasulillah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The blessings of the da'wah of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to do da'wah, invite the people to Islam, what were the barakat and the blessings that the people have witnessed? In this chapter, there are 32 poems. And inshallah, we hope to cover up 14 poems tonight. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala referred to the missions of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yatlu alayhim ayati. The first mission of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to recite ayats of the Quran al-Kareem to the people. And through the recitation of the Quran al-Kareem, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to invite the people to Islam. The second was tazkiyah, to cleanse and purify the people. Cleanse them, purify them from kufr and shirk. Cleanse them and purify them from every dirt and filth within themselves. And the third, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, to teach and to educate the people. Each one of these three missions of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are equally important, and every mission complements the other mission. If a person is engaged in the work of da'wat and tabligh, but he also supports tazkiyah, cleansing the soul, or what we normally know it as the field of tasawwuf and khanka, he also supports ta'lim and education, that enhances his work in da'wat and tabligh. Likewise, if a person is engaged in the field of tasawwuf, tazkiyah, but he also supports da'wat and tabligh, he also supports education, that enhances his work in tazkiyah. And the same also goes with a person that's in the educational field. He's actively involved in that, but at the same time, he supports the work of da'wat and tabligh, and he also supports the work of tazkiyah. He himself also makes his own tazkiyah. Then there'll be more barakah in the work of in his ta'aleem and education. Each one is important, each one complements the other. We should never have an extreme approach to anything, neither should we have a negligent approach to anything. Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reported to mention, khayrul umur awsatuha. The best approach in anything is the moderate approach. We take part in everything, we support everything, which is from the mission of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An important mission of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was da'wah. Inviting the people to deen Islam, tawheed, the oneness of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In the issue of da'wah, inviting the people to Allah, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala considered the mizaj, the nature, the attitude of mankind. On one side, it's human nature for a person to generally oppose something that is new. And on the other side, it is human nature to be affected with something that is unique and peculiar, something that is extraordinary. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knew that when the prophets are going to invite the people towards Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, there's going to be opposition. So Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala armed the prophets with the weapon of miracles. And it is through the weapon of miracles, the opposition of the enemies of Islam, or people that will listen to the invite of the prophets, their opposition would be suppressed. In this chapter, fifth chapter, Allama Busairi rahmatullahi is going to refer to various miracles of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while inviting the people to Deen and Islam. Three type of miracles. One is Irhas, those miracles that took place before the birth or during the birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second, a miracle that are performed by the prophets. That is called mu'jiza. And third, miracle that are performed by pious servants of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And that is called karamat. So Allama Abu Sayyid rahmatullahi will refer to six miracles in these few poems that we are going to do. The first is the miracle of the tree. Second, miracle of the cloud. Third, miracle of the cave. Fourth, miracle of the moon. Fifth, miracle of the dreams of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or that miracle touch of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sixth is the du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the effect of the du'a of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first miracle, the miracle of the tree. And before translating these poems, let me briefly relate to you the incident. Many such incidents, but just one incident to exemplify and explain this poem. One villager, he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he told to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, inni aslamtu. O Prophet of Allah, I've accepted Islam. Arini shay'an izdattu bihi. Show me something, tell me something through which my iman in Allah can increase. Not that I haven't brought iman. I brought iman, but sometime by human nature, when you see something, you witness something, your iman increases. So show me something that will inspire me and my iman will increase. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the offer and told him, Maza turid? What do you wish? What miracle do you want to see? So the villager told to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ud'u tilka shajar. The tree that is there, he pointed toward the tree. O Prophet of Allah, you call the tree. And let me see the effect of you calling the tree, what happens. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what I must call, you go. And Nabi sallallahu told him that, izhab ud'u biha. You go and tell the tree that I am calling it. That villager goes to a tree and tell the tree, the Rasul of Allah is calling you. And Allama Busairi rahmatullah refers to that incident, that how the tree submitted to the call of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says it in so beautiful words, and he says, جاءت لدعوته الأشجار ساجدة تمشي إليه على ساق بلا قدم كأنما سترت سترا لما كتبت فروعها من بديع الخط في اللقم. He says, the tree came submitting to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when the tree came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it walked on its trunks, it walked on its shin without any feet. And when the tree walked towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was as though the branches of the tree, as it was walking, it was writing the perfection of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a most eloquent way whilst it was submitting itself to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the first miracle Allama Busairi rahmatullah refers to, that the miracle of the tree. The second miracle, the miracle of the cloud. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 12 years of age, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his uncle Abu Talib traveled to Sham, to Syria. They came to a certain place. They put up there One priest, he came out from his place of worship and he approached a group of people with whom Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was traveling. And he told to a group of people, pointing to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, "Hada Rasulu Rabbil Alameen." This is the Rasul of Rabbul Alameen, of Almighty Allah Ta'ala, the final Rasul that will come. So people asked him, "How do you know?" He said, "As he was walking and as he was coming down the valley, I looked at the clouds and I saw the cloud were following him and the cloud was giving him shade. And apart from that, I also saw the branches of the tree turning towards him and giving him shade." So Allama Busairi refers to this and he says, "Misl al-ghamama anna sara sa'iratan taqihi harra watisin lil hajiri hamiya." He says that like the incident of the tree was the incident of the cloud, that it gave protection to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it gave shade to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam during the heat of midday. The third miracle is the miracle of the moon. The kuffar of Makkah, they went to Madina Munawwara. They heard that about the ulama of the Yahud. They are the learned people. They got the Torah. So let us go and consult them, because they're the person in Makkah, Muhammad claiming prophethood. So they probably would know better. When the kuffar of Makkah approached the people of Medina, the learned people of Medina, they suggested, they told to the kuffar of Makkah, sihr, black magic, jadu, that can be done on earth. Nobody can do jadu and black magic on the sky. So, if you want to determine whether the true prophet, reliable, authentic prophet, ask him to split the moon into two. Tell him to perform a miracle on the moon. If he's able to do it, fine. If he's unable to do it, we know he's not the prophet. The kuffar of Makkah came to Makkah. And then they approached Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if you are the prophet of Allah, then show us a miracle in the moon. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam pointed toward the moon and told the moon to split into two. And the kuffar have seen it with their own eyes. The moon was split into two. The people that were there seen it. The people from outside, they seen it. And it's also recorded in the books of history that a king from India, he also witnessed it and he also have accepted Islam. This is also recorded in London in the India Library office with an actual official number of that particular incident, that the king have also accepted Islam. The king of India accepted Islam when he had witnessed this miracle. So Allama Busairi refers to it and he says, "Aqsamtu bil qamar al munshaq, inna lahu min qalbihi nisbatan mabrurat al qasami." I take a true qasam. I take a sincere qasam on that moon that has split. Indeed, Muhammad, the heart of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a link. The heart of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a link, had an association with that moon. The heart of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam being associated with the moon refers to incident of Mi'raj. How the moon was split into two during Mi'raj, the heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also split. And then the fourth miracle Allama Busairi refers to is the miracle of the cave. The kuffar of Makkah, they planned, they plotted to kill and assassinate Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala fled Makkah Mukarramah and they went to the cave of Thawr, and 3 days they hid there. The kuffar went out in search of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr Siddiq. They came right by the cave. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "O Prophet of Allah, if these people just have to look down, we will be caught." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam told to Abu Bakr Siddiq in the cave, when the kuffar were right there, What do you think about those two, the third of which is Allah? What do you think about those two, the third of which is Allah? لا تحزن إن الله معنا. Don't grieve, O Abu Bakr, indeed Allah is with us. And how Allah protected them? The kuffar came and they saw that there was some eggs of a pigeon there, and they also saw that the spider has made a web, and they thought there wouldn't be anybody over here. They went away. Just with the eggs of the pigeon and with the spider's web, Allah Tabarakata made them blind and turned them away. So Almighty Allama Busairi refers to this and he says, وَمَا حَوَى الْغَارُ مِنْ خَيْرٍ وَمِنْ كَرَمِي وَكُلِّ تَرْفٍ مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ عَمِيًا. And he says, I take an oath on that best personality, referring to Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and that honorable personality, one of the two, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the other, Abu Bakr Siddiq. And it was at such a time when the eyes of the kuffar were blind from them. The fifth miracle Allama Busairi refers to, when Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to sleep, then the eyes of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to be asleep, but the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was awake. Normally when we sleep, then our heart is also sleeping, we don't know what is happening. And Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to sleep, his eyes were asleep, but his heart was awake. And that is why the wahi used to come to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam even in the dream. Because that heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not asleep, the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was awake. And therefore Allama Busairi refers to it and he says, لا تنكر الوحي من رؤيا إن له قلبا إذا نامت العينان لم ينمي. That do not deny the dreams of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam being wahi, for verily when his two eyes sleep, then his heart never sleeps. The fifth miracle Allama Busairi refers to, the touch of cure of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It was like how Almighty Allah Ta'ala gave that miracle to Isa Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. He would touch people and Almighty Allah Ta'ala would give them shifa. This was also a miracle of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the books of hadith are replete with such incidents. I will mention these two incidents. In Bukhari, the second volume in Kitabul Maghazi, an incident is mentioned. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent one sahabi, Abdullah ibn Atiq, radiallahu ta'ala, on a mission. And in the course of the mission, when he was returning, after he accomplished doing what he's supposed to do, Abdullah ibn Atiq fell from the steps and he broke his leg. He had to run away from there because he was in the camp of the enemy. With a broken leg, he took out his amama, he tied his leg up, he hopped, and he came to his other colleagues. And from there, they went to Madinah Munawara. He went with a broken leg. He went to and told Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Prophet of Allah, my leg broke. And we know, when a bone breaks, completely broken, not just a fracture probably will heal, a bone, you've got to do something to put it together. You probably have to go to some kind of operation, and that to under anesthetic, and probably it would take maybe 6 months to a year for it to heal, and that to probably maybe some kind of imbalances. Abdullah ibn Atiq told to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Prophet of Allah, my leg is broken, this is what happened. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, spread out your leg, as though it was the operating theater. Spread out your leg. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam simply passed his hand on that affected place, on the place that was the hand, the leg was broken. Abdullah ibn Atiq says, immediate, no anesthetic, no time to heal, immediately the bones of the legs of Abdullah ibn Atiq healed and he was back to normal. This is recorded in the books of hadith. Another incident, another sahabi, Hazrat Uthman ibn Hunayf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he took part in the battle of Uhud. The enemy struck him in the eye and his eye came out from the socket. With a hanging eye, he came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Prophet of Allah, if I have to go in this condition at home, I love my wife loves me. But if I have to go in this condition at home with the eye in my hand, my wife may just resent it and she may just affect my marriage. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took that eye of the Sahabi, Uthman ibn Hunayf, and put it back into the socket. That eye turned out to be more beautiful than the other eye. And many such incidents are recorded in the books of hadith. Likewise, one Sahabi, he was an imam in Ta'if. I think it was Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As or another Sahabi. He came and told the Prophet of Allah, when I make imamat, the moment I commence the imamat, then I'm unable to read. Now some will wonder, why would the imam sahab won't be able to read? Probably somebody must have did jadu, black magic, jinn, whatever the case may be. So he complained to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet of Allah, I'm just unable to recite when I'm on the musalla. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed him, but addressing the jinn in him, ukhruj. Come out from him. Get out of him. Immediately, whatever was in him came out from him and he was immediately cured. So Allama Busairi refers to this and he says, he refers to it that kam abra'at wasban bil lamsi rahatuhu wa atlaqat ariban min rabqatil lamami. That how often the Mubarak palm of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam touched an ill person, and how often did the palm of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam free a person that was locked up in chains from, that was mentally locked up, he freed him from the locks of chains. So he refers to these kind of incidents, how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam simply touched the people and he cured them. And the last miracle, Allama Busairi refers to, during severe drought, no rain at all, people were suffering. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was on a member, giving the Friday khutbah. One Sahabi stands up and says, Prophet of Allah, animals are dying, people are suffering, no rain, make dua. So while Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was on the minbar, he made dua. The Sahabi narrates, when we came from outside into the masjid, it was a clear sky, there was nothing. No sooner did Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam make dua, than immediately the clouds gathered and it started raining. Heavy rain. For an entire week it rained. The following week, Nabi Sam stood up to give the Friday khutbah. Now when Sahabi wakes up again, so Prophet Allah, make dua, too much of rain coming, now it is causing further harm. Nabi Sam smiled. Last week you asked for dua for rain, this week you're trying to stop the rain. Then Nabi Kareem Sam made dua, Allahumma hawa alayna, Allahumma hawa alayna, la alayna. Oh Allah, that let the rain go around us, not on us. In other words, let the rain come and let us live our life without having any problem in our lives. So Allama Busairi refers to this and he says that when the Nabi Kareem Sasa made dua, then it was such that after complete darkness refers to the darkness of drought, difficulty, hardship, there was complete brightness, everything became green and everything became lush. Respected elders, friends, before I conclude with one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all we need is fill our hearts with true love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ishq. We don't have to exert ourselves in ibadat, but just that knowing this great personality, who this personality is, and just having yaqeen, conviction on this great personality, to have that love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is enough for us. One sahabi, Hazrat Zahir ibn Haram radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In the books of hadith, they refer to him as kana damiman. His outward appearance wasn't good. He wasn't a handsome looking person. He was living in a village. Whenever he used to come, he had so much of love, ishq for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever he used to come to Masjid al-Nabawi, come and meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then whatever things that were found in the village, generally vegetables, etc., he would come and present it to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to reciprocate, and Nabi, whatever things were found in the town, were not found in the village, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give him those things. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to even joke with him and tell to him that Zahir is our village, we are his town. Zahir is our village, we are his town. One day Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to a business place where people were doing business, and he saw Zahir radiallahu ta'ala deeply engaged in business, concentrated full in business. So from behind, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu came and held him. You know, sometimes your friends do it with friends. They hold somebody from behind and hold him tight, and the person can't even move his neck on the right or left to see who is holding from behind. Nabi Sallallahu did this with Zahir radiallahu ta'ala. Came from behind, held him very, very tight in such a way that Zahir couldn't even look behind. And then he was even asking, who's this? Leave me. Who's this? Leave me. When he realized that the person behind him that is holding him is none other than the Rasul of Allah, where would then what Sahabi want to detach himself from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Now instead of pulling himself away from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he started taking it back and rubbing it more on the Mubarak chest of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Where am I going to get this opportunity? Where will I get my back to touch the Mubarak chest of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Brothers, one is that physical touch with Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the other is a spiritual touch with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Physical muhabbat, spiritual muhabbat. And I'll just conclude one hadith. We can't have that physical muhabbat now, inshallah. Allah will give it to us in the plane, in the akhirat, in Jannah. We get the rifaqat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, inshallah. Get the shafaat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But just practice on one hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that man amila sunnah. That person who practices on the sunnah, and the person wa akala tayyiban, he eats whatever is halal and pure. In other words, stay away from doubtful things. Wa amina nasu bawa'iqahu. People are free from your taklif, your pain, your inconvenience. Dakhla al jannah. That person will enter Jannah. So Sahaba mentioned, O Prophet of Allah, there are many such people like that. So Nabi Karim Sallam mentioned, yes, in future too there will be people like that. Make dua, Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat to practice on the sunnah of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa, salamun ala al-mursaleen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa anzilhu al-maq'ad al-muqarraba 'indak. Allahumma rabb hadhihi da'wati al-qa'imati wa salati an-nafi'ati salli ala Muhammad warda 'anni ridha la tasqutu ba'dahu abada. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته وجزه أعماه عنا ما هو أهله وجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلامنا عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلامنا علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها لا نرجع إليها أبدا اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل اسم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا جزا الله عنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل وأصحاب سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين